Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this lecture we'll discuss Henry Vivian Derozio. Now, Derozio, along with Toru Dutt and M.M. Dutt, Michael Madhusudan Dutt, is amongst the earliest writers who have contributed to the development of Indian writing in English. But Derozio precedes both of them, means he precedes Toru Dutt as well as M.M. Dutt. And Derozio's dates are between 1809 to 1831. Now, he was the son of an English mother, but an Indian father. And Derozio was influenced by the English romantic poets. And one of the features of his poetry is the burning nationalistic zeal, the patriotic zeal that is reflected from his poetry. And this particular aspect is also found in history books. If you read history of India's struggle for independence, you'll find the mention of Henry Vivian Derozio. But Derozio is more famous as a poet and a teacher at Hindu College, Calcutta. And he's particularly also famous, let's say, notorious for being a radical thinker. And he's one of the first Indian educators or teachers to disseminate Western learning and science amongst the young men of Bengal, because at that time he was in Bengal, Calcutta. Now, in 1826, he was appointed instructor or teacher at Hindu College, and his students immediately became very impressed by his brilliant teaching method. And though Derozio was patriotic and nationalistic, he didn't accept any kind of superstition. So at that time, there were many social practices and religious beliefs in Hinduism itself, which he criticized. But this is what the spirit of rationalism demands, that you don't accept superstition or irrational practices or harmful practices, but adopt a more scientific method or scientific approach. But his opinions, his points of view were considered too radical in those times for those people living in that era. And because of this, he was accused of irreverence by the parents of his students at Hindu College, and particularly also by Orthodox Hindus. And ultimately, he was forced to resign from his teaching job. And thereafter, after he resigned, he later on died of cholera, because in those days there was no cure of cholera, or let's say cure was not available as easily as cure is available nowadays. And one more thing you should keep in mind is that his former students came to be known as Young Bengal. Young Bengal, or let's say their thinking came to be known as the Young Bengal movement. And E.F. Oten has said that Derozio, because of his literary works, can be regarded as the national bard of modern India. Now, this is of course a very generous assessment of Derozio's works. So, let's consider some of the important works of Henry Vivian Derozio. Now, the first important work that you should keep in mind is the Fakir of Jungira. Okay, the Fakir of Jungira, a metrical tale and other poems. This is the complete title. Okay, the Fakir of Jungira, a metrical tale and other poems. This was published in 1828. Then Henry Vivian Derozio also started a newspaper called the East Indian. Okay, the East Indian. This was the name of the newspaper after he was dismissed from his teaching job at Hindu College. Then he has also written a poem, a satirical verse called Don Joannix. Okay, Don Joannix. And this poem basically indicates his affinity to Lord Byron, the romantic poet, Lord Byron. And one more thing is that I spoke about the newspaper that he started. Now, even before he started the newspaper, he started a magazine called The Parthenon. Okay, The Parthenon. And at that time, he was teaching at Hindu College. And the newspaper which he started was after being dismissed from Hindu College. And much of the work, poetic work that he wrote, show the influence of English, or let's say British romantic poets of that time. And as I said earlier, that a noteworthy feature of Derozio's poetry is its burning nationalistic zeal. And this is somewhat surprising because at that time, we are talking about the period before the first war of India's independence, or before the revolt of 1857, okay, of that time, okay. And this burning nationalistic zeal is surprising because in those times, being somebody of a Eurasian class, or let's say somebody who is half English, half Indian, it was more easier for those people or that class of people to identify with their English roots and repudiate their Indian blood or Indian identity. But here we have a Indian who celebrates his Indian identity. And if you read his poems, Some of the poems that express his nationalistic zeal are, for example, To India, My Native Land. Okay, this is the title of the poem. To India, My Native Land. Then there is another one called The Harp of India. Okay, The Harp of India. H-A-R-P, harp. Okay, The Harp of India. Then another poem is To the Pupils of Hindu College. Okay, To the Pupils of Hindu College. And these poems have an unmistakable authenticity of patriotic utterance. And DeRozio is also a pioneer in the use of Indian mythology and legend, and also imagery and diction. So, from an exam point of view, what you should remember is the name of his important works, the characteristics of his poems. As I said, much of his poetry is expressing a nationalistic zeal. And then there are some shorter poems called Sonnet to the Moon, then The Golden Vase, then Sonnet Death My Best Friend. These three show the influence of British romantic poets. Okay, Sonnet to the Moon, this is the first one. Then The Golden Vase. Then Sonnet Death My Best Friend. These three. After that, as I pointed out earlier, that there is a very famous poem by him called Don Joannix. Then he started a newspaper as well as a magazine. Okay? And one more work I spoke about called The Fakir of Jungira, A Metrical Tale and Other Poems. And The Fakir of Jungira is basically about the tragic life of a character called Nulini. Okay, Nulini. Nulini is a high caste Hindu widow who has been rescued from the funeral pyre by a young robber chief whose love she returns. However, her relatives are against this, because in those days, if you remember, that the sati practice was there in India. And what was sati? Sati basically meant that when your husband dies, the wife was forced to burn herself. So in those days, sati was there. So in this poem, The Fakir of Jungira, or in this group of poems, it's about that practice and how this character called Nulini was rescued. But her relatives did not accept this. And there is a battle between, you know, her rescuer and her relatives. In this, the lover dies. And finally, you know, they both are united in death. Nulini and her lover who rescued her from the funeral pyre. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the characteristics of his works. Then the name of his works. And also, some of the important biographical details of his life. Because, as I said, that he's amongst the earliest writers included in Indian writing in English. And second, he is also very famous as a freedom fighter. And I say freedom fighter because freedom fighter doesn't only mean somebody who participated during 1947 or 10-20 years before. Freedom is a, let's say, freedom struggle is a process of loving your country. And this had started since the times of Raja Ram Mohan Roy.